Hello, Kevin.
Tony, I'm sorry. I was on the phone with him at the time that you called me. I'm sorry.
Oh, Tony, no worries. It's okay.
I didn't get any email from you. So what did you send to? I'm checking my email.
Did you send it? Maybe it went to spam because it is the first time that I emailed you. It should have been. It's I have uni_builders@yahoo.com. Is that not correct?
Yes.
That's correct. Try to go in your spam folder and you'll see a cmolenkamp@localsplash.com. I actually sent you two because I sent you the wrong one at first. I wanted to send you the right one, so I sent you two.
Thank you. Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, we did it. Okay. And then Charlie, into contact, after this, I put my credit card in contact. Is that going to be you? If I have anything to do, I'm going to call, and you're going to be the rep, or is that going to be someone else?
Good question. So you'll have an account manager for your account here, which that's what my onboarding team will do, is they'll introduce themselves to you when they call you for the onboarding call. But as you can see there, you have my information in that email. You're more than welcome to always contact me whenever you need something. If you need something to ask a question or you need to change something, you could always reach me at the 877 number at the bottom of that email with the 203. That's my extension. So you have that with my email, okay?
Okay. And my other question, I'm sure I'm not going to be only like a construction or designer company in the area, and you guys have different clients. So how are we going to compete with other clients that you have in the Google?
So, good question. Yeah, no, good question. So I know Angela didn't really go over that, but we're a Google Premier Channel partner, so that's why she actually reached out to you, because we had an availability that opened up. So we're actually working only with one company per industry per area. So we're not working with any other contractors in the area. But when we do fill the listing, we close the category out and we don't work with anybody, so that way we can make sure you get the results you're looking for. And you never, like, rotate off of that first page with anybody else. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
It's a strict Google guideline.
Okay. And my last question, Charlie,
sure,
that I talked with him, I have the rep from Yale calling me. So they're going to go the same stuff, like advertising on Yale. So what do you think? Should I take that also, or should I
just
with you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason why is this, is because Yelp is a third-party company. They put advertisements on Google and then to funnel people over to Yelp, and then they charge you for that lead. What we're going to do is just list you on that first page of Google as an independent company. That way you don't have to pay the lead fees from Yelp. So we're just putting you right where the source is instead of having to go to a third party. And we're going to build your website with Facebook, where Yelp is only just going to put you on their platforms, and they actually vet you a lead, but they'll vet four or five other contractors that have Yelp as well to the platform. They'll vet that lead, so you're competing with that lead that you're paying for. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, but it's still, as I'm like someone that I'm like, I need sometimes a subcontractor or stuff in my last 20 years, I remember when I search for something, usually I go to Yelp because they are very like a convenience application. I'm just putting and they are available, they answer. until mm-hmm. I go to the website and I find the phone number or somewhere there and someone. Usually the company on a website, they are a big company. I have to talk with so many people to find actually the a foreman who can do. They're gonna operator. They answer the phone and then la 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 la. It's just wasting time. But on a Yelp, when I call them, just right away, that the handy guy answer. Okay, what do you want? What do you want me to do? I'm gonna say, okay, come at the address, and then the actual job is happening. So
yeah, we're gonna put you on Yelp. So you'll be there, but you just don't have to pay the high lead fees for it. So what Yelp wants you to do is pay for an advertisement that they're going to vet you leads for. And I'm only telling you this from experience because we've had customers come over from Yelp. They're competing for a lead that you're paying for. And 9 times out of 10, I've heard it many, many times that just the Yelp leads that they get, they just don't turn into physical jobs. So that's why we want to put you on Google, because that's where Yelp is getting their leads, and then they're just selling them back to you. So, and you're just getting them to call you directly. You're not having to reach out to anybody. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I understand. All right. So let me provide you with my credit card number.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are. And then so what's going to happen here is I'm just going to take it. I'm not going to make payment yet. I'm going to set up a security question for you, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. That's going to be sent to you in writing as well. It's for your protection. And then I'm going to send you an invoice, so then that way you can write this off when you do your 2024 taxes, okay?
All right, okay.
All right, I'm ready when you are for the card number.
Actually, the most important to us is not none of these. It's actually we get the result, and then we can go in through to all these 299.
100%.
If I get the result, you know.
100%.
As we talk, I know it's so many stuff is going back and forth, but the result is gonna be pushing us to stay with your company or just get out of it.
100%. Yeah. And that's why this is a month to month, because we want to prove to you each and every month that we're worth staying with, because that's the last thing we want is for you to stay with somebody that you're not getting results for. But we've been doing this for 19 years. We're going in our 20th year in business. So we know how to get you the results, and that's why we're a premier Google Channel partner as well. Okay.
So when exactly I'm going to give that a free code word, a keyword to you guys, when the technician calling me?
Yeah, so we'll set up the onboarding call after this, and then that way they can call you at the time that you have available, and then they're going to go through the keywords with you. Once they have that, we're going to be ready to start programming you to that first page with your Google Business profile, okay?
Okay. All right. The card is a 4400 6612 3215 5256.
Okay. And the expiration?
1128.
Okay. And then the security code on the back?
944.
Okay, and then I'm going to set up a security question for you, so we never share or sell any of your information here. We do ask...
I'm so sorry to cut you. On the information on this card, I was thinking it's on my business, but it's not the Universal Builders on it. It's my name only on it.
Okay, and it's just your first and last name?
Yes, first and last name.
Okay, I'm just still going to send you a Universal Builders invoice, so that way you can still write this off as a tax reduction as well next year, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set up a security question for you. I have three. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, your city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
yeah, that's my mother's middle name.
Mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your mother's maiden name?
It's A.
A?
F-H.
Mm-hmm.
R like a rubber, A mm-hmm. like an apple, and F like a friend.
A-S-H-R-A-F. Okay. All right. And then I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. Like I said, this is going to be sent to you in writing. Just give me one second here. Perfect. Okay, I have that for you. Okay, so it's just going to be the service agreement here. It's just the outline. If you don't understand something, just let me know, and then I can rephrase it for you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Universal Biller.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kaveh Bahmani, and I'm CEO.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the card authorization holder on the billing of this account, correct? Awesome. Kevin, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yeah.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
So, like if we're working with Angie at Home Advisor, you know that.
Yeah, that's fine. So because you just let me know, like you would just let us know, hey, we're working with Home Advisor and Angie's as well. And we'd be like, okay, thank you so much. We just want to make sure there's no conflict of interest. So that's not a conflict of interest. So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is March 1st, in the non-refundable amount of the $598. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first in the amount of just $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Kevin, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand, but my question is, right now I pay my whatever initial fee, and then you guys gonna charge me $299 because right now we are starting, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be the $598, right? And then next month on the 1st, it would just come out as $299. So April 1st
next
would
month,
come out
not,
as... Yeah,
not
next
this
month.
Month.
Not this month. No, 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 it's, next month.
It's like a... right now, it's the 28th or 29th, right? In tomorrow, right? Couple days from now.
Today is the 1st. Today's March 1st.
Oh, today is April 1st. 30 days from now, you guys going to charge me $299.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So today is only $598. because we're building the website. And then April 1st, it'll be $2.99, and then so on and so forth for every month. It'll just be $2.99 month to month after that. Okay?
Okay, got it. Okay,
okay.
Go ahead.
So you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
That's okay.
Awesome. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a couple of text messages, and then I'm also going to send you the stuff for your invoice and your email. What's a good time for my onboarding call to call you?
Anytime. They can call me.
Okay. Do you want to do it today?
Yeah, they can do it today.
Okay. Can I have them call you at 1 p.m.? Because they're going to go on lunch right now.
Yeah. I just want to ask, like 2 p.m., that would work.
Okay, they're filled up at 2 and 3, and that's the only spot I have is at 1, or
one,
I can
one,
schedule
one.
It 1 o'clock?
1 is okay. Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I can schedule it for Monday if it works for you that way, too.
No, today.
Okay.
1 p.m.
Sure. Okay, 1 p.m. today. Let me just send this on over to you. You should have received a text message. Did you receive a text message from us?
Charlie, I'm going to check right now. You said for the canceling. We're not going to cancel. We're going to go to see at least for 6 months. But just in case,
right.
What was the phone number that you told me?
Yeah, it's you ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225.
6225.
Yes. And that's going to be your customer service number. So if you want to change anything or anything like that, you could still call that number and we can change, like if you want to target a different city, zip code, services, anything like that, okay?
Local Splash.
Yes. And that's
okay.
What my tech team is going to call you, that number. They're going to call you on that number at 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the text messages that I sent you, there's one there that says...
Let me see the text message.
Yeah,
okay.
It says... Kevick, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, please click here. And then it says, my.localsplash.com/terms. Do you see that?
I have 3 and I'm driving. I'm trying to see which one, as you said. It's a support.
It looks like the middle one. Yes.
The middle one has a phone number, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., or email support. Local/welcome if you have any question. That's the middle one.
Okay.
So verify.
The one that says thank you. The one that says your first name, and then it says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that one?
Okay, so the htpmylocal.com term.
Yes, click that link. That's the service agreement that I just read off to you. So what I need you to do is just click the 2 checkboxes on the bottom that, you know, you receive text messages. If you don't answer, that's when we'll update you. And then you're the card authorization holder. You're going to sign your first and last name on the bottom, hit click confirm, and it's going to take you to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when
click
you get there because I know you're...
Click here and type your name.
Yes, your first and last name.
Okay. I did. Then confirm and signature. Username. What is the username?
Okay, so you're there. My tech team is going to build that for you, and then they're going to give you the username and password at 1 p.m. when they call you, okay?
Okay, then I'm done. I just...
You're done. Yeah, you're done. You just wait for their call, and then they're going to get... I'm going to send everything over to them, and then they're going to get rocking and rolling with you, okay?
Okay, Charlie.
All right, you have all my info as well, but I do want to formally welcome you, Kevin, to Local Splash. We're like a family
Thank
here.
You.
So if you want...
Thank you, public.
Yeah, no problem. If you need any help by any means, please reach out to us at the 877 number. If you can't get a hold of somebody for some reason, call me with my 203 on my email. You can call me, and then I'll be able to answer any questions you have. Or get.
Let me have your number just in case, Charlie. What is it? Your direct number.
Yes. Yeah, so it's 877-635-6225. Extension 203.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm sure I'm not going to bother you. I'm a less problem maker in this thing. yeah, I know. So, but just in case I have this info. All right.
Yeah,
thank you
have
you,
it. No problem. You take care, and then I'll call you in a couple. We'll call you in a couple of hours right now, and then we'll get everything rocking and rolling with you. Okay?
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.